Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff at your fingertips and at your ears right now, I guess, on your local radio station.
There you go. There you go.
TK Angus, December 16th annual bull sale. This is their 41st annual bull sale and female production sale. That's going to be starting at 11:30 Central Time at the ranch just east of Valentine. And don't forget, online bidding at DV Auction, broadcasting real-time auction there from the TK Angus sale, December the 16th, 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and we'll have some guest consignments from Arrowsmith Red Angus as well. Check it all out online at TK Angus website.
And are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into the world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, published every Saturday. Go to tsln.com to get your copy coming your way now.
Here's a good story about keeping good friends, and it was sent in from Dwayne Hayes of Sturgis, South Dakota, to The Good Stuff. A newlywed young man was sitting on the porch on a humid day, sipping iced tea with his father. As he talked about adult life, marriage, responsibilities, and obligations, the father thoughtfully stirred the ice cubes in his glass and cast a clear, sober look at his son. "Never forget your friends," he advised. "They will become more important as you get older. Regardless of how much you love your family and the children that you happen to have, you will always need friends. Remember to go out with them occasionally, if possible, and keep in contact with them somehow." What strange advice, thought the young man. I just entered the married world. I'm an adult, and surely my wife and the family that we will start will be everything I need to make sense of my life. Yet, he obeyed his father, kept in touch with his friends, and annually increased their number. Over the years, he became aware that his father knew what he was talking about. In as much time as nature could carry out their designs and mysteries on a person, friends are the works of our life. After 70 years of life, here is what he and I thought that you should have learned. Time passes. Life goes on. Children grow up. Children cease to be children and become independent. And to the parents, it breaks their heart. But the children are separated from the parents because they begin their own families. Jobs and careers come and go. Illusions, desires, attraction weakens. People can't do what they physically did when they were young. Parents die, but you move on. Colleagues forget the favors you did. The race to achieve slows down. But true friends are always there, no matter how long or how many miles away they are. A friend is never more distant than the reach of a need, intervening in your favor, waiting for you with open arms, or in some way blessing your life. So, when we started this adventure called life, we did not know of the incredible joys or sorrows that were ahead. We did not know how much that we would need from each other. Love your parents, take care of your children, but keep a good group of friends. So, something sent in from Dwayne Hayes of Sturgis to The Good Stuff.
Here is a couple of things sent in by Dwayne and Diana Hayes. Just short little fun truths. Among retirees, what is considered formal attire? Tied shoes. That's right. Here's one. Why do retirees count pennies? Well, they're the only ones that have the time. What is the best way to describe retirement? It's the never-ending coffee break. And that all came from Dwayne and Diana Hayes.
Well, how about that? We both picked out something from Dwayne Hayes to read on the program today.
Very good, very good. Well, I have something else, and this is not by Dwayne Hayes. Tony Bullitt sent in some things that he has learned. He's learned that the faith and belief from a child is more valuable than any luxury money can buy. He's also learned to never be afraid to sing loud, even if it's off-key. It's beautiful in God's ear. He's learned to never pray for patience. God likes too much to teach us by using life's lessons. And the last one of all Tony has learned, I've learned that when all else fails, sing, dance, and laugh, then start anew. Wise words.
If you have something you'd like to share with The Good Stuff, be sure to send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's burge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and then maybe one day it pops up right here on a future edition of the Good Stuff program. And thanks for listening to your local radio station, which features the Good Stuff.